So should you start blank in 2019, whatever your fill in the blank is? Well, in my opinion, if you're asking that question, then you've already lost. What is happening, people of the interwebs? Hopefully you're doing really, really well. It's another episode of the Do Things Podcast. Yay! I'm Todd Frazier, your host as always. And man, I don't know where you're at, where you're listening to this or watching this from, but I'm in Southern California. And now, okay, get ready for, if you're on the East Coast, or I was talking to my friend, PRB, Ryan Block in Illinois today, and I said, man, it's cold here. And he's like, shut up, it's not cold. How cold is it? It's like, you know, 58. And he's like, I hate you. It's 24 outside. Anyways, but it's cold here for us Californians, and I'm wearing my sweatshirt, and I've got my slippers on and my sweats, and it's great because when you do podcasts at home in your studio, you wear whatever the heck you want. But when it's cold, you warm up. I'm cozy. It's fun. It's nice. So it's cold here. It's still winter. There's a ton of rain. I don't think you can hear it because it's not that loud in here. But the rain is coming down like crazy. There's all kinds of, well, crazy. Again, that's for California. Like, I don't know where you're listening to this again or watching this. But really, we're complainers. Like, California, we don't deal with weather well. We don't. I promise we don't deal with weather well for whatever reason. We don't have a whole lot of it. So if there's this video, I think my mom was telling me about it. There's where these people are outside an office building and all of a sudden they get hit by raindrops and they start freak out and running around and like running into each other and knocking stuff over. And then the people inside are watching that and they start freaking out. So it's, you know, rain in California, that's what happens. And then the next scene is they're sitting there in an office building and an earthquake hits and all the stuff falls over and things fall off the wall and they just look at each other like, meh, earthquake, like no big deal. So anyways, yeah, we're tough when it comes to earthquake, but when it's rain or snow or anything that comes out of the sky, we don't do very well. So, but whatever, that's enough about California weather. How are you guys? I'm doing well. I'm doing things. And it's 2019. We're a couple weeks in already. And hopefully you've got the things going that you were going to start doing this year. You were going to jump into whatever it is that you had in mind that you were going to start doing. But if you haven't, because whatever reason, fill in the blank there. There's a lot of people that are still asking me, well, should I start blank, whatever that fill in the blank is. Should I start YouTube? Should I start a business? Should I start a relationship? Should I start eating vegan, or should I start eating all cupcakes all the time? That sounds fun. I don't know if that's actually a good idea. Maybe you should not. Don't do that thing. Don't eat cupcakes all the time. That would be bad. But yeah, but that question of the question of should I start in 2019? Basically, the question is it too late to start? Is it too late to start a YouTube channel? Is it too late to start a business? Is it too late to start a relationship? Am I too old? Am I too young? Is it too early? I think there's so many times we look at the things that we want to do, the things that we want to accomplish, and we put these barriers in front of ourselves because we have these perceptions that we hear from either from other people or whether we've experienced them ourselves in our experiences or what we've been told. But we put these barriers that we talk about as if they're really, truly a barrier, when the reality is it's just a factor of effort. There's no, like, there's nothing actually holding you back from starting a YouTube channel. The question, should you start a YouTube channel in 2019? I absolutely think you should. If that's something that you think is going to help further your personal brand or share your story or connect with people, or if it's just something that's enjoyable, I definitely think you should do that. Is it too late to start in 2019? Meaning, a lot of times the question is, well, it's too saturated. There's too many YouTube channels. There's too many podcasts. There's too many fill in the blank. Whatever is the thing, whatever is the thing that you're wanting to start in 2019, we start to, lots of people say, well, there's too many. I can't stand out. One thing I will say about that is that's bogus. That's ridiculous. That should never be a reason that you don't start a thing, that you don't take a step, you don't take an action. Mostly because if you don't start it, you never know what's going to happen. Like I said in the last episode, if you never ask the question, the answer is always no. Same thing, if you never start that one thing, if you never take a step towards that action, you'll never know, one, if that thing will work, to what that will open up for you and what you'll learn in the process to be able to do another thing that you didn't even realize was a thing that you were good at or you liked or you wanted to do. And you have to take that first step. You have to do the first thing. You have to go in take a risk. Take a risk. Is it too saturated on YouTube? I don't think so. I don't think it's ever too saturated, because if you have a story, you have a unique voice. Even if it's the same point of view that a lot of people share, you still have a unique voice. And the way that you say it is unique to you. For me, my message is that I'm passionate about helping people, and I want to help inspire and equip as many people as possible to take action. There's a lot of people that have a very similar or almost identical vision to myself. That's true. But I have different stories, I have different experiences, and I communicate differently, uniquely to myself, to me, to the way that I think, the way that I speak, the way that I relate things together. And that is going to connect for some people, and it's not going to connect for others. So you never know what your thing that you're doing, what you're thinking of doing, is going to impact somebody. You never know who that's going to impact. You never know how significant of an impact you make. You may make a simple post on a social media platform or say a simple hello to a person walking down the street. You never know what kind of an impact that's going to make on that person's day, their life, or the people around them. Like there's so much that can happen that we have no idea about. But if we never take the action, if we never do the thing, we're never going to get in there. We're never going to make the impact that we're intended to make. And realistically, we could be letting people down. So I don't want to put this to the point of saying hey, you're letting everybody down, but you're letting people down. Like, we don't know who or how many or how much, but in a sense, you're letting yourself down. You're letting the people around you down that could benefit from your skill or your gift or whatever. But more importantly, you are going to go on a path. You're going to go on a trajectory based on the action that you take. That's going to put you in a place that you never would have expected, or it's going to be where you did expect, but you're going to be moving in that direction. So something for me, I have this YouTube channel that either you're watching on or you've heard me talk about before. And it was a by accident kind of thing. Like I wasn't ever intending to be regular on YouTube. That wasn't a creator thing. Wasn't something I thought it'd be cool, but I never really thought that was in the cards for me. So I just would do things I like making videos, and I shared them mostly on Facebook and on Instagram. And then I would put them on YouTube kind of every once in a while, thinking, well, YouTube's this big, huge abyss of content that really nothing's going to come to the surface. So why, I'm not going to put a lot of energy into it. And so a couple of years ago, I made some videos because I love gear. I love podcast gear, microphones. I love cameras. I love technology, phones. I just like all that stuff. And that's one of the things I love to share with people, is to talk to them about technology and my experiences and hear their experiences and then blend those together to a better experience the next time. So one of the videos that I made was a comparison about different microphones. This microphone that I'm talking on right here specifically, and another microphone that's a very popular podcast microphone. And so I made that for a business purpose, to say, I want to hear what these two sound like, and why not do it and then share it with people to see if it helps them. So I did the video, and then I posted it on YouTube, and I made another one that was two different microphones and posted that as well. And I never really did anything with it. Every once in a while there'd be a comment or something on it. But I was not paying attention to it. I didn't intend to do YouTube, but there was a point, I don't know, it was like 6 or 8 months after I had posted those videos, when one of my friends noticed, they noticed the video, and they messaged me and they said, hey, Todd, have you seen your video recently? I said, no, I haven't been paying attention to it. They said, look at this. So I went to the video. One of them had over 8,000 views, and one of them had over 10,000 views. Simply a video that I didn't put any energy into as far as like promoting it. I wasn't sharing the video. I put it on there and left it alone. But for whatever reason, the way that I communicated that video, it connected with people, and it was helping them decide on a microphone. And that flipped a switch for me to say, hey, wait a minute. YouTube's not too saturated, because my voice is unique. My voice is different than the next guy or gal that's going to have a review about a microphone or a perspective about a process or a way that they do relationships, or a way that they do social media, or the way that they work their camera or their phone. Whatever it is, my perspective and my voice is unique to me. And that is going to connect with who knows how many people, or, you know, there's so many opportunities that can come when you put yourself out there. Now, there are negative opportunities. We all know about Mean Internet Lady. And if you don't, Mean Internet Lady is the lady that's out there that's waiting for you to post something, for her to type something back that's totally ridiculous and is not related to what you're posting, but she has a feeling that she wants to bring you down to her level for whatever reason. If you really don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to one of the podcasts where I talk about Mean Internet Lady, or you can read it in the book, Chapter 2 of Burn Your Plans and Do Things. You can go to burnyourplans.com and get your copy today, PDF, ebook, or paperback, your preference. Anyways, so my point to this episode right now is to say, if you're asking, should you start blank, fill in the blank, whatever it is, should you start blank in 2019? The answer is yes. I feel like if you're asking that question, though, you're really already behind. You're really already losing, because you've wasted time wondering if you should start. And I think absolutely you should do things. You should start things and see where it leads you, because you really never know where it's going to go. But you can't get there until you start. You have to take a risk on some level, even if it's minute. It's not a big, scary risk. But there's an emotional tie to that. That's like, well, I'm taking a risk. I don't know what's happening. I'm stepping into the unknown. But the unknown is where so many great things happen. The unknown is where most innovation takes place. Like I talked about before, if you're not innovating, then we're never going to get anywhere new. You got to try new things. You got to take a step, even though it might be scary. But I think that it's huge for you to say, for you to ask the question, should I start blank in 2019? Answer yourself yes, and you should start it now. Start it today. Even whatever the minuscule step is, take that step. Take that next approach so that you can start walking down that path of finding out where it goes. Because so the YouTube thing, that when I noticed that these videos were hitting, and I thought, man, this is crazy. Maybe I should put more energy into that. And so I started researching and understanding the YouTube video situation and creators and algorithms and how it all works. I learned a ton. And I've also gotten to the point now where I run ads for my clients on YouTube that they never would have been able to get exposure to before. And I also learned now with YouTube videos and ad runs, and then you can use your Google Analytics and connect to people that have either watched your videos or been to your website, just like Facebook Pixel, where you can connect to people that have watched your videos and create audiences there and who have been to your website. It's like identical, and being able to put videos on YouTube in an ad form is a huge value to businesses and individuals. And it also grows your personal brand. So as I keep putting videos on YouTube and I keep sharing my story and my vision and my perspective in video form on YouTube or audio form on the podcast, I'm reaching more people because they connect with my unique voice on the topic or from the perspective that is similar to others, but it just connects. So you never know who that's going to be. And now my YouTube channel, I've got over I don't even know what the number is now, but my current YouTube channel, it's over 30,000 views and growing, and subscribers are coming in, and that we're starting this new channel because I've met people from it. And like there's so much that can happen when you take an action, especially when you don't know the end point. You don't know what's going to happen in the end. And that's where I think is really the best time to do anything, because you got to burn those plans, because those plans hold us back. They keep us from taking action, because we put barriers up. We put things in front of us and that stop us from getting to where we're meant to be. Because remember, we're all a miracle. We're all meant to do amazing things, but you have to start and you have to do things to get there. You have to take that action. So should you start blank in 2019? Yes, 100% yes. Stop waiting. Stop waiting and thinking about it. Your thinking is just procrastinating your potential success or the learning and education that you're going to get along the way to put you in a new direction. So stop waiting. If you've got an idea or you've got a thought that is percolating in your mind and you're thinking, should I do this year? Yes, it's not too saturated. You're not too old. You're not too young. You're not too inexperienced. You're not too overexperienced. You're not whatever you're thinking that is going to keep you back from where you're supposed to go. but you have to do, you have to go, you have to start. Stop waiting, start doing, take the risk, take the step, go do things, guys. Start it right now. Start it in 2019 because you never know where it's going to take you for 2020 and beyond. I'm telling you, you got to start and you can do it. Start slow, start small. It doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be extravagant, but start the thing. Okay? Got it? Promise me? Promise me you're going to start the thing. Start whatever the thing is in 2019. I promise to start blank in 2019. Say it. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. Ready? Very good. Yes, you're going to do it. I have confidence that you are going to now. You're going to start whatever it is. You know what? Would you do this? Let's follow up. Let's give you some accountability here. Comment wherever, if you're watching this video, comment here, or if you're listening to it, share this out with a comment and say, I am starting blank in 2019. Now, don't say blank. Say what it is that you're starting so we can all follow you and we can follow your journey and follow up on that. I got a friend of mine that you may have listened to him earlier in the podcast episode, Charlie. He's got an idea for a show that he's wanting to put together, and I have been texting him every once in a while, like, hey, how's the show coming? So just kind of accountability to be like, you can do it. You got to go. You got to start. And I want to be a cheerleader. I want to help you out. I want to be the one that's encouraging you to say, yes, you can. And why not? What's the worst that's going to happen, right? I mean, think about that. It's, you guys, 2019 is the time. If you've been waiting to start, now's the time to start. Stop waiting. Start doing. Do things. And I'm going to see you on the other side. All right, guys, accountability. Share this thing. Comment on it. Whatever it is, get the word out that you're going to start something, because I want us to start some stuff together. Let's make this world a better place. Let's do the things that we're meant to do, because that's what it's all about, guys. Right? Yes? 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 Okay. Promise? Good. All right. Oh man, thanks so much for being here. I love the podcast. If you like the podcast, if you appreciate what's going on here, would you mind giving us a review on Facebook, on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast, or put a comment and like and a share on YouTube, or if you're, you know what, I'm putting this video on IGTV. I'm going to put this on IGTV. I have not done hardly anything with IGTV. Just kind of toyed with it. I'm going to try and be very much more intentional about posting things to IGTV just to see if it works. Like I'm doing a thing in 2019 and I'm pushing into IGTV just a little bit to see what happens. We're going to be doing some live interviews on Instagram for the podcast, and I'm going to put those videos on IGTV as well, just to kind of be another place for the content to be and just see what happens. You never know. You never know until you try, right? I mean, I'm taking my own medicine. I'm practicing what I preach. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. This is not just a theory, guys. It's practical, it's real, and it makes sense, okay? It's simple. I'm gonna try some IGTV stuff. Who knows? Who knows if it's gonna do anything or if it's not? Either way, I'm gonna do some things, right? It's the Do Things Podcast. Okay, have I rambled? Have I gone enough? I've gone enough. All right, you get out there, finish your day, start your day, whatever it is you're doing with your day right now, get out there, do the thing. Make sure to come back. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel. Follow the Facebook page. Do all the things that you're supposed to do so that you can be notified when the next podcast is out. Oh, also, podcast. Hey, guys, we've got a new webpage now. We've got a new website for the podcast. It's dothingspodcast.com. You can find the show there. You can find my bio. And then I'm going to be having pages for each show with show notes and everything on it in the future. So we're innovating. We're changing. We're doing more things here at the Do Things Podcast and Fraser Industries. You guys, it's never going to stop. You keep doing things. You keep doing the things, because that's what it's supposed to be all about. Okay. All right. You be good. Get out there. Do things. I'm Todd Fraser. This is the Do Things Podcast. We will see you on the next episode. Peace.